Once upon a time, there was a lovely princess. But she had an enchantment upon her of a fearful sort, which could only be broken by love's first kiss. She was locked away in a castle, guarded by a terrible fire-breathing dragon. Many brave knights had attempted to free her from this dreadful prison, but none prevailed. She waited in the dragon's keep, in the highest room of the tallest tower, for her true love and true love's first kiss. Why, that's ever gonna happen. Well, look at that.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an elf on her forehead.
Be a giant. Now, ogres, they're much worse. They'll make a suit from your freshly peeled skin.
No.
They'll shave your liver, squeeze the jelly from your eyes. Actually, it's quite good on toes.
Back, back, face, back.
You in what army? Can I say something? Listen, you was really, really something. Incredible. Are you talking to me? Oh, yes, I was talking to you. And I just see you was really great back then. Oh, God, I thought you were it. Then you showed up and bam! You showed up like babes in the woods. See that? That really made me feel good to see that.
Oh, that's great. Really?
Man, it's good to be free. Now, why don't you go celebrate your freedom with your own friends? But, I don't have any friends. And I'm not going out there by myself. Hey, wait, I got a great idea. I'll stick with you. You mean green fight machine. Begin with skin spit out of that was really scary. If you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath will get the job done. You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks. Man, it's all running out of my nose, just like the time. If I some rotten berries, man, I have some strong gas to eat out of my butt that day.
Why are you following me?
I'll tell you why. Cause I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me. My problems have all gone. There's no one to deride me. But you gotta have friends.
Stop singing! Well, it's no wonder you don't have any friends.
Only a true friend would be that truly honest.
Listen, little donkey, take a look at me. What am I?
Really tall?
No! I'm an ogre! You know, grab your torch and pitchforks! Doesn't that bother you?
Nope.
Really?
Really, really.
Oh,
man, I like you.
What's your name?
Shrek. Shrek? But you know what I like about you, Shrek? You got the kind of, I don't care what nobody thinks of anything. I like that. I respect that, Shrek.
You're all right.
Woo, look at that. Who would live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it is lovely! Yes, you know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
I guess you don't entertain much, do you?
I like my privacy. You know, I do too. That's another thing we have in common. Like, I hate when you got somebody in your face, you try to give them a hit, they won't leave, and then that big awkward silence, you know? Can I stay with you?
What?
Can I stay with you? Please.
Of course!
Really?
No.
Please, I don't want to go back. You don't know what it's like to be a freak. Well, maybe you do, but that's why we gotta stay together. You gotta let me stay, please, please!
Okay, okay. But one night only.
Oh, nice. We can jump. Oh, it's gonna be fun. We can stay late, swap the manly stars in the morning. I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Where do, I sleep?
Outside!
Oh, well, I guess that's cool. I mean, I don't know you, you don't know me, so I guess outside is best, you know? Here I go. Good night. I do like that, though. I'm going to go home. Sit by myself outside, I guess, you know. By myself outside. I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me.
Oh.
toast we have. Let's not hope, but we'll do just fine. What a lovely place. Gotcha. I found some cheese. That awful stuff. Is that you, Gordon? How did you know? Enough! What are you doing in my house? Hey! Oh, no, 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 no. Dead broad off the table.
What's the plan? A bad pagan.
Huh? What? I live in a swamp. I put up signs. I'm a terrifying ogre. What do I have to do to get a little play with it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No!
No! What are you doing in my swamp?
Him. Anyone at all?
Me, me!
Anyone!
Oh, pick me! Oh, I know, me, me!
Okay, fine. Attention all fairy tale things. Do not get comfortable. Your welcome is officially worn out. In fact, I'm gonna see this guy Farquaad right now and get you all off my land and back where you came from.
Oh, yeah. You're coming with me.
All right, I'm right here, man. Shaking down the two stalwart friends off on a whirlwind big city event. I love it. On the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
What did I say about singing?
Can I whistle?
No, what can I have? All right.
That's enough. He's ready to talk.
Run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster.
I'm not a monster. Here you are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others? I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll... Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man. My lord, we found it. Then what are you waiting for? Bring it in! Magic mirror.
Don't tell him anything!
Inning. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Is this not the most perfect kingdom of them all?
Well, technically, you're not a king.
Thelonious. You were saying?
What I mean is, you're not a king yet. But you can become one. All you have to do is marry a princess.
Go on.
So, just sit back and relax, my lord, because it's time for you to meet today's eligible bachelorettes. And here they are. Bachelorette number one, some lovely view shielding from a kingdom far, far away. She likes sushi and hot tubbing anytime. Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella. Bachelorette number two is a cape-wearing girl from the land of fancy. Although she lives with seven other men, she's not easy. Just kiss her dead frozen lips and find out what a live wire she is. Come on, give it up for Snow White. And last, but certainly not least, bachelorette number three is a fiery redhead from a dragon guard castle surrounded by hot boiling lava. But don't let that fool you. She's a loaded pistol who likes pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Yours for the rescuing, Princess Fiona. So, will it be bachelorette number one, bachelorette number two, or bachelorette number three?
Hey, pick up the train, my lord.
Okay, number three. Lord Farquaad, you've chosen Princess Fiona.
Princess Fiona. She's perfect. All I have to do is just find someone.
Well, I probably should mention the little thing that happens at night.
I'll do it.
Yes, but after sunset.
Silence. I will make this Princess Fiona my queen, and your luck will finally have the perfect king. Captain, assemble your finest men. We're going to have a tournament.
That's it, right there. That's I told you, I planned.
So, that must be Lord Farquaad's castle. Yes, please. Do you think maybe he's compensating for something? Hey, wait, trip! Hey, you! Wait a second! Look, I'm not gonna eat you! I just... It's quiet. Too quiet. Where is everybody? Hey, look at this!
Come on! They have a better idea.
People of Duroc, I give you our champion! Quit! Congratulations, Ogre. You've won the honor of embarking on a great and noble quest.
Quest?
I'm already on a quest. A quest to get my swamp back.
Your swamp?
Yeah, my swamp, where you dump those fairy tale creatures.
Indeed. All right, Ogre, I'll make you a deal. Go on this quest for me, and I'll give you your swamp back.
Exactly the way it was.
Down to the last slime-covered toadstool.
And the squatters?
As good as gone.
What kind of quest?
Okay, you're gonna go fight a dragon and rescue a princess just so Farquaad gives you back the swamp, which you only don't have because you filled it full of freaks in the first place.
Is that right? You know what?
Maybe there's a good reason Donkey shouldn't talk.
I don't
get it, Shrek. Why don't you just pull some of that ogre stuff on? You know, problem. They seize his archers, crack his bones to make it bridge. You know, ogre trip.
Oh, I know what? Maybe I could have decapitated an entire village and put their hands on a plate, got a knife, cut open their spleen, and drink their fluids. Does that sound good to you?
No, not really, no.
For your information, there's a lot more to ogres than people think.
Example?
Example? Okay, ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, you made you crack.
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun to get all brown, start sprouting white hairs.
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
Oh, you both have layers. Oh. You know, not everybody likes onions.
Cake. Everybody loves cakes. Cakes have layers. I don't care what everyone likes. Ogres are not like cakes.
You know what everybody likes? Parfait. Have you ever met a person you say, hey, look at this parfait, they say, hey, I don't like a parfait. Parfaits are delicious.
No. You dense, irritating, miniature piece of burden. Ogres are like onions. End of story. Bye bye.
See you later. Parfait may be the most delicious thing on the whole damn planet. You know, I think I prefer your honey. You have a tissue or something, because I'm making a mess. Just the word parfait made me stuff a lot.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me to be a wonder. I'm on my way.
Whew, Shrek, did you do that? Man, you gotta warn somebody who just cracked one off. My mouth was open everything.
Believe me, Donkey, if it was me, you'd be dead. It's brimstone.
We must be getting close. Yeah, right, brimstone. Let me call Mr. Brimstone. I know what happened there. There wasn't no brimstone. They come off no stone either.
Sure, it's big enough. But look at the location.
Remember when you said that ogres have layers?
Why?
Well, I have a bit of confession to make. They just don't have layers. We're up here right up here on our sleeves.
Wait a second. Donkeys don't have sleeves.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you can't tell me you're afraid of heights.
No, I'm just gonna come up here on a rickety bridge over a boiling lava.
Come on, Donkey. I'm right here beside you, okay? For emotional support. We'll just tackle this thing together one little baby step at a time.
Really?
Really, really.
Okay. That makes it feel so much better.
Just keep moving. And don't look down.
Look down. Look down. Don't move. Look down. Don't look down. Don't move. Look down. Shrek! I'm looking down! Oh, God! Andrew, just let me off right now, please.
But you're already halfway.
Yeah, but I'm no fat hand to say.
Okay, fine.
I don't have time for this. You go back.
Shrek, go
back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do what? Oh, this?
Yes, that!
Yes? Yes, do it. Okay.
No, Shrek! No!
Do it! I'm doing
it! I'm not checking my back!
Oh. That'll do, Duncan. That'll do. Are you Princess Fiona?
I am. Awaiting a knight so bold as to rescue me.
Oh, that's nice. Now let's go!
But wait, Sir Knight! This beard offers me! Should it not be a wonderful, romantic moment?
Yeah. Sorry, lady.
Hey, what are you doing? You know you should sweep me off my feet out yonder window and down a rope onto your valiant steed.
You've had a lot of time to plan this, haven't you?
Good! Let me have this thing for this moment! You can't be trying to cover me! Valiant? I'm wondering. Or something?
I don't think so.
Well, can I at least know the name of my champion?
Shrek.
So, Hey, Shrek. I pray that you take this favor as a token of my gratitude.
Thanks.
You can't spray the dragon?
It's not my to-do list, now come on! One of a kind. Rush into a physical relationship. I'm not emotionally ready for a commitment of this magnitude. Really, where I'm at. Hey, Dennis, I want the physical contact. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, okay, let's just back up a little. Take this one step at a time. I mean, we really should get to know each other first, you know, as friends. Maybe let's get out of here, because I don't know. I just love you. Hey, you know, hey, don't give me the contact. That's my personal account. You go tear it out. I don't give permission. Hey, what are you doing? No, you wouldn't. Just.
But how would you kiss me?
What? That wasn't in the job description. Maybe it's a perk.
No, it's destiny. Well, you must know how it goes. A princess locked in a tower and beset by a dragon is rescued by a brave knight. And then they share true love's first kiss.
Hmm? With Shrek? You think? Wait, you think that Shrek is your true love?
Well, yes.
You think Shrek is your true love?
What is so funny?
Well, let's just say I'm not your type, okay?
Of course you are. You're my rescuer. Now remove your helmet.
Look, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Take off the helmet.
I'm not going to
take it off.
No!
Now!
Okay! Easy! As you command, Your Highness.
An ogre.
Oh, you're expecting Prince Charming.
Well, yes, actually. Oh, no, this is all wrong. You're not supposed to be an ogre.
Princess, I was sent to rescue you by Lord Farquaad, okay? He's the one who wants to marry you.
Well, then why didn't he come rescue me?
Good question. You should ask him that when we get there.
But I have to be rescued by my true love. Not by some ogre and his pet.
Well, so much for noble steed. Look, Princess, you're not making my job any easier.
Well, I'm sorry, but your job is not my problem. You can tell Lord Farquaad that if he wants to rescue me properly, I'll be waiting for him right here.
Hey, I'm no one's messenger boy, alright? I'm a delivery boy.
You wouldn't dare.
You're coming, don't you? No, you're right behind.
Put me down or you will suffer the consequences.
Here's another question. Say there's a woman in the ditch, right? But you don't really like her that way. How do you let her down real easy so her feelings aren't hurt, but you don't get burned for a Christmas Eve? How do you do that?
Just tell her she's not your true love. Everyone knows what happens when you find your... Hey! The sooner we get to Duloc, the better.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna love it there, Princess. It's beautiful.
And what's my dream to be? Lord Farquaad. What's he like?
Well, let me put it this way, Princess. Men of Farquaad's stature are in short supply.
No, Shrek. There are those who think little of him.
Stop it, both of you. You know, you're just jealous that you can never measure up to a great ruler like Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right, Princess. But I'll let you do the measuring when you see him tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You'll take that long? Shouldn't we start to care?
No, that'll take longer. We can keep going.
But robbers in the woods!
Whoa, time out, Shrek! Kevin, stop, sound good!
Hey, come on! I'm scarier than anything we're gonna see in this forest!
I need to find somewhere, Kevin, now!
Hey, over here! Shrek, we can do better than that! I don't think this is for Princess.
No, it's perfect. It just needs a few homie touches.
Homie touches? Like what?
A door? Well, gentlemen, I bid thee good night!
No, we're coming in, read you a bedtime story for the week!
I said good night! Shrek, what are you doing?
Oh, come on, I was just kidding! And, that one. That's Throwback, the only ogre to ever spit over 3 wheat fields.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell my future from these stars? Well, the stars don't tell the future, donkey. They tell stories. Look, there's Bloodnut, the flatulent. You can guess what he's famous for.
All right, now I know you make me miss it.
No, look, there he is, and there's a group of hunters running away from his stench.
Man, ain't nothing but a bunch of little dats.
You know, donkey, sometimes things are more than they appear. Hmm? Forget it.
Hey, Shrek, what are we gonna do when we get out of swamp anyway?
Our swamp? You know, when we threw rescuing the princess and all this stuff. We? Donkey, there's no we. There's no our. There's just me and my swamp. And the first thing I'm gonna do is build a 10-foot wall around my land.
You cut me deep, Shrek. You cut me real deep just now.
You know what I think? I think this whole wall thing is just a way to keep somebody out.
No.
You think? Are you having something?
Never mind, donkey. Oh, this is another one of those onion things, isn't it?
No, this is one of those drop it and leave it alone things.
Well,
what do you want to talk about it?
Well, you what?
I'm not blocking.
Oh, yes, you are.
Donkey, I'm warning you.
We're trying to keep out of this
area. Everyone, okay?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Hey, what's your problem, Shrek? But you gotta get the whole world anyway.
Huh? Look, I'm not the one with the problem, okay? It's a world that seems to have a problem with me. People take one look at me and go, ah, help, run! A big, stupid, ugly ogre. They judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.
Well, there's, Gabby. The small.
Not annoying. Okay, okay, I see it now. Yeah, the shadow one. Right there, right? That one there? That's the moon. Oh, okay. Again. Show me again.
Mirror, mirror. Show her to me. Show me the princess.
On my mind. The princess here was just...
Ow! It was a bird.
My beloved monster and me, we go everywhere together, wearing a raincoat that has four sleeves. It's all kinds of weather. She will always be your main thing. Don't you give me any of those things.
Your future awaits you.
That's too long.
Yeah, I know. Yo, Shrek thinks Lord Farquaad's kind of saying something, which I think means he has a real...
Ow! I guess we better move on.
Sure. But, Shrek? I'm worried about Donkey.
What?
I mean, look at him. He doesn't look so good.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what they always say, and then next thing you know, you're on your back. Dead.
You know, she's right. You look awful. Do you want to sit down?
Okay, I'll make you some tea.
Well, I won't say nothing, but I got a squint in my neck and I turn my head like this. Look, ow, see?
Who's hungry? I'll find us some dinner.
I'll get the firewood. Where are you going?
Oh, man, I can't feel my toes. I have my toes! I think I need a hug.
This is good. This is really good. What is it?
A weed rat. Rotisserie style.
No kidding. Well, this is delicious.
Well, they're also great in stews. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I make a mean weed rat stew.
I guess I'll be buying you a little differently tomorrow night.
Maybe you can come visit me in the swamp sometime. I'll cook all kinds of stuff for you. Swamp toad soup, fish eye tartare, you name it.
I'd like that.
Princess?
Yes? Shrek?
I was wondering. Are you gonna eat that?
Man, isn't this romantic? Just look at that sunset.
Sunset? Oh no! I mean, it's late. It's very late.
What?
Wait a minute. I see what's going on here.
You're afraid of the dark, aren't you?
Yes, yes, that's it. That's, I'm terrified. You know, I better go inside.
You bad princess. I used to be afraid of the dark, too. Until, in a week, I'm still afraid of the dark.
Good night.
Good night. Now I really see what's going on here.
Oh, what are you talking about? Hey, I don't want to hear. Like, I'm an animal, I got instincts, and I know that you two are digging on each other. I can feel it.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm just bringing her back to Farquaad.
Oh, come on, Shrek. Wait, there's no pheromones. Just go in and tell her how you feel.
There's nothing to tell. Besides, even if I did tell her that, well, you know, and I'm not saying I do, because I don't. She's a princess, and I'm
an ogre.
Yeah, an ogre. Hey, we don't forget more firewood.
Princess.
Princess Fiona.
Princess, where are you?
Princess. Is there spooky in here? Are we playing games?
Love's first kiss, then take love's true form.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't know you were poetry.
It's a spell. When I was a little girl, a witch cast a spell on me. Every night I become this. This horrible, ugly beast. I was placed in a tower to await the day my true love would rescue me. That's why I have to marry Lord Farquaad tomorrow before the sun sets and he sees me.
This. All right, calm down. Look, it's not that bad. You're not that ugly. Hey, look, what are you eyeing when you are ugly? What you want to look like this night? Shrek's ugly 24/7.
The donkey. I'm the princess. And this is not how a princess is meant to look.
Princess, how about you don't marry Farquaad?
My true love's kiss can break the spell.
But you know, you're kind of an ogre, and Shrek, well, you guys aren't coming.
Shrek?
Princess, how's it going, first of all? Good? Good for me, too. I'm okay. I saw this flower and thought of you because it's pretty, and, well, I don't really like it, but I thought you might like it because you're pretty. But I like you anyway. I'm in trouble. Okay, here we go.
Really, who could ever love a beast so hideous and ugly? Princess and ugly don't go together. That's why I can't stay here with Shrek. My only chance to live happily ever after is to marry my true love. Don't you see, donkey? That's just how it has to be. It's the only way to break the spell.
Well, you at least gotta tell Shrek the truth.
No, no, you can't breathe a word. No one must ever know.
What's the point of being able to talk to you? I keep secrets.
Promise you won't tell. Promise.
All right, I won't tell him. But you should. Before this is over, I'm gonna need a whole lot of serious therapy. Look at my eye twitching.
I tell him not. Shrek!
Princess, I heard enough last night.
You heard what I said?
Every word.
I thought you'd understand.
Oh, I understand. Like you said, who could love a hideous, ugly beast?
But I thought that wouldn't matter to you.
Yeah, well, it does. Right on time. Princess, I brought you a little something.
What did I miss? Wait a minute, okay.
Princess Fiona, as promised. Now hand it over. Very well, ogre, the deed your swap. Cleared out as agreed. Take it and go, before I change my mind. Forgive me, Princess, for startling you, but you startled me. For I've never seen such a radiant beauty before. I am Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad? No. Forgive me, my lord, for I was just trying to show it. Farewell.
Oh, that is so sweet. You don't have to waste good manners on the ogre. It's not like it has feelings for me.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Princess Fiona, beautiful, fair, flawless Fiona, I ask your hand in marriage. Will you be the perfect bride for the perfect groom?
Lord Farquaad, I accept. Nothing would make...
Excellent! I'll start the plans. For tomorrow we head!
No! Wait. Let's get married today, before sunset.
Oh, anxious are we? You're right. The sooner the better. There's so much to do! There's the king, the king, the man, the guest list, the captain! Round up some guests!
What are you doing? You're letting me get away!
Yeah, so what? Shrek, it's about it. You don't know. I talked to her last night. I know you talked to her last night. You're great pals, aren't you? Now, if you two are such good friends, why don't you follow her home?
Shrek, I want to go with you.
Hey, I told you, didn't I? You're not coming home with me. I live alone. My swamp. Me. Nobody else. Understand? Nobody. Especially useless, pathetic, annoying, talking donkeys.
But,
you know what? You thought wrong.
Shrek.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the pedal king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe I've been here before, I know this room, I've walked this floor, I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.
that someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody you see the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
What are you doing?
I would think of all people you'd recognize a wall when you see one.
Well, yeah.
But the wall's supposed to go around my swamp, not through it. It is around your half, see? That's your half and this is my half.
Oh, your half.
Yes, my half. I helped rescue the princess. I did half the work, I did half the booty. Now hand me that big old rock, the one that looks like the head. Back off. No, you back off.
This is my swamp.
Our swamp.
My gold, don't you? Stubborn jackass.
Silly ogre.
Fine.
Hey, come back here. I'm not through with you
yet. Well, I'm through with you.
You know what? You was always me. But guess what? Now it's my turn. So you just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me. You insult me. You don't appreciate anything that I do. You always push me around or push me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you so bad, how come you came back?
Because that's what friends do. They forgive each other.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Donkey. I forgive you.
For stabbing me in the back! Ugh! You're so wrapped up in layers, onion boy. You're afraid of your own feelings.
Go away.
See? Here you are, doing it again, just like you did to Fiona. And all she ever do is like you. Maybe even love you.
Love me? She said I was ugly. A hideous creature. I heard the two of you talking.
She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about somebody else.
She wasn't talking about me? Well, then who was she talking about?
No way. I ain't saying anything. You won't listen to me, right?
Right? Donkey.
No.
Okay, look. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. I guess I am just a big, stupid, ugly ogre. Can you forgive me?
Hey, that's what friends are for, right?
Right. Friends?
Friends.
So, what did Fiona say about me?
What are you asking me for?
Why don't you just go ask her? The wedding! We'll never make it in time!
I never fear. But where there's a will, there's a way, and I have a way.
Okay!
I guess it's just my own magnetism.
Ah! Oh, come here, yeah!
All right, don't get all smart. No one likes your face. All right, I'm on. Hold on tight. I haven't seen it. It's all the secrets yet.
We gather here today to bear witness to the union of our new
excuse
king.
Can we just go back to the ladies?
Go on. Go ahead, have some fun. We need our wits. Have a bet. Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
It's a lie. It's a lie. You gotta wait for it. Peace is gonna say, speak now, forever hold your peace. And that's when you say, I object.
Oh, I don't have time for this.
Hey, wait, what do you do? Listen to me. But you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You wanna hold her?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Then you got a little cannon there. Just got a romantic crap.
All right, cut it out. When does this guy say the line?
We gotta say it out.
And so, by the power vested in me,
hold heaven
and
hell for thine. Let's go!
Let's go for the love of peace!
I object! Oh, now what does he want?
Hey, everyone! Having a good time, are you?
I love Duloc, first of all, pretty clean.
What are you doing here?
Really, it's rude enough being alive when no one wants you, but showing up uninvited to a wedding.
Fiona, I need to talk to you.
Oh, now you want to talk? Well, it's a little late for that, so if you'll excuse me.
But you can't marry him.
And why not?
Because he's just marrying you so he can be king.
Outrageous! Fiona, don't listen.
He's not your true love.
What do you know about true love?
Well, I mean, this is precious. The ogre has fallen in love with the princess. Oh, good lord. An ogre and a princess.
Is this true?
Who cares? It's preposterous. Fiona, my love, we're about to kiss away from our happily ever after. Now kiss me.
By night one way, by day another. I wanted to show you before.
That explains a lot.
Ugh, it's disgusting! Guards! I order you to get them out of my sight! Now! Get them! Marriage is binding, and that makes me king! See? No! Can't get you
gone! Get out of
my throne! Get out! See you calling for it! You're going to say you! And as for you, my wife, you'll have you locked back in the tower for the rest of your days!
Fiona?
Yes, Shrek?
I love you.
Really?
Really, really.
I love you, too.
Someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me.